Welcome today to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm here with Elena Svetslot from the Netherlands, and we are talking about parenting. It's our goal to give you practical ideas that will help you know how to work with your children using a heart-based approach. The heart's a complicated place sometimes, and we've been working on this and with the heart of children for many years. We've got a lot of ideas, and we are eager to share them with you. So today we have another episode planned for you to discuss about a child's heart. Elena, welcome today.
Thank you, Dr. Scott, and it's great to be back together and share some more wisdom with parents and some more ideas for them to improve the quality of their relationship with their children and help them build strong character qualities. Today, we have a very interesting topic. We will be talking about how to respond when our children are not doing their doing everything in a, let's say, in a perfect way or in the way that we would have maybe expected to do, and how can we respond in the way that's encouraging for them. How can we call it affirm approximately right behavior, so not maybe they're not up to the 100% standard, but they are, you know, somewhere 50% there, 60% there, and so that's, I think, important for many of us, because many of us are strict maybe as parents, or perhaps a bit perfectionist. So Dr. Scott, I'm so interested and curious to hear your thoughts about this and to hear how you are how you're thinking about it. So why don't we dive into it, and you can tell us more about what exactly do you mean by affirming approximately right behavior.
Yeah, I like to use that statement a lot, because especially as we start working with the family, and the family has a lot of significant challenges, or, you know, I'm dealing with a 14-year-old who just is defiant, or a 16-year-old who has anxiety, and I'm dealing with parents of a 10-year-old who is just addicted to electronics already. So we have these challenges that we regularly address in children's lives through the National Center for Biblical Parenting. And people contact us all the time. Anybody can contact us. I'll give them a free consultation on our website, and I'd gladly talk about their child and give them a map of where I think they need to go, and maybe our resources would help them. But as we start working with a family, what we realize is that children start to make changes. And then parents sometimes wonder, I wonder if this is, if he's really changing, or he's just putting it on a front so he can get what he wants, or they wonder, when should they start affirming a child? I got so many ideas about this. I want to share some of them. And one of them is to affirm approximately right behavior. So what I mean by that is, don't wait till the child's doing perfect to bring affirmation into the process. We want our children to realize that they're growing, because many of our children don't see the progress they're making. They tend to see life in a snapshot view of where I am now. And when we say to a child, do you remember, I mean, we're doing great on working with anger. You remember last year at this time, you were throwing yourself on the ground and having anger fits and episodes, and we aren't having any of those now. I know you're still working on your anger, but I just want to tell you, you're making a lot of progress. As soon as we do that, we've created a video now in our child's life that they weren't able to see before. All they could see was a snapshot of where they are now. They're discouraged because they just got angry again, and it's bothering them and bothering other people and put tension in relationships, which it is. But they're not seeing that they've made this growth space that they need to make. So, I think it's important for us to affirm children when we see approximately right. It just gives us an opportunity to speak into their lives and give this to them in some good way. So that's what I mean by approximately right behavior. But I think there's some important ways to affirm children, and we can talk about that as well.
Yeah, I think that's very important, because not only what I was mentioning before is true, which is we have very high expectations, and we, you know, we don't really want to give that credit until everything is properly done. But also, I think we forget as parents sometimes that children are, hope is important for children, and seeing our confirmation of their progress can really give them the fuel to go, you know, to continue to work, to make those changes. Dr. Scott, what would be some other ways in which, let's say, by affirming this approximately right behavior, we continue to encourage the children, as opposed to let them stagnate? Because of course we want to encourage them, but we want to continue to help them see that there's more room for improvement.
Yeah, I think that the way we affirm children is important. And I want to, if we think bigger about the heart, then I think it's going to change the way parents affirm their children. I think some parents will say something like, oh, here's your report card. You got good grades. You got four A's and two B's. Good job. Now that's affirming behavior. Mm-hmm. It's affirming externals. And as if we're focusing on the heart, we want to build internal growth and internal affirmation in children. We want them to be internally motivated. I think it's better to affirm character than it is to affirm behavior. To be able to say to a child, boy, I can tell you're working hard on your schoolwork, or this must mean you're being more diligent in turning in your assignments that we've been working on. Now we're focusing on character. The reason we want to draw attention to character is because character is transferable and behavior is situational. If we're just affirming behavior, then we're giving credit to a child for some element of what they've done, whether it's on the ball field or at their academics or at home or something. We're just affirming something very behavioristic. But if we affirm character, it's transferable. I'm seeing that you're hardworking, and I'm sure we're going to see some more of that in other areas of your life as well. So when we talk about their character, it's affirming something that's broader, and it's actually stronger motivation for a person because the child recognizes that he or she is growing. I'm growing in my diligence or thoroughness or perseverance or whatever it is. And when they do, then they feel stronger or better about themselves. And that is, I think, where we're where affirmation becomes the most effective. So don't focus on just behavior. Focus on character. That would be one element that I think is good. I've got another idea too, but go ahead.
So that would be, for example, to say, I noticed that you spend more time working on your homework and paying attention at the details before you hand in an assignment. And I see that that pays off. I think you're growing because you realize how important it is to put much effort into your work. And I'm very excited to see what more can you learn and what more can you do in the future. That would be a way to do that kind of affirmation, correct?
Yes, that's right. I also think we want, I'm going to say this really carefully because I want parents to understand if we're building internal motivation in children, we want them to feel this sense of growth from the inside. Mm-hmm. That means that we're going to be careful when we affirm a child. We're not going to say, we're not going to say, I like that, or that makes me feel good, or I'm pleased with you. Now, none of those things are wrong. Okay. And I do think we need to say those things to children. I mean, God, the Father says to Jesus, in the hearing of all the people, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. So I think there is a way for us to say, I am really pleased with my child, and to say that to a child. I think that's good. But when we're building internal motivation, think in terms of what makes a child be internally motivated. If we're only emphasizing externals, including a parental affirmation, that then the child learns to be a people pleaser. Oh, I'm doing this because my mom is going to be happy, or because I want to avoid a response from her that's going to be a problem. So, yes, we want to focus in on internal motivation. And what is that? Just think in terms of internal motivation when you work in your own life. If you were to pick up a guitar and start practicing, it's not because you're getting paid for it. It's because of something inside. One form of internal motivation is I'm moving to the next level of my development. Mm. And we can even say that. Another one is I'm developing a new skill. And so, and that could be a skill in life, or it could be just a skill of being more perceptive in life or something like that, or working with people. Or it could be that what I'm doing is fitting into a bigger picture. So why do we give, for example, to our church? We do that in part because God says to, but we also do it because we want to be part of something bigger. And so when there's an appeal at church and we give more, we want to be part of that bigger thing. And when children get a vision that what they are doing and how they're becoming an adult or more mature is contributing to their ability to be part of something bigger in life, that's helpful too. So anytime we can help children see those forms of internal motivation, that becomes the way that we praise a child. That becomes the affirmation. So there's some strategy involved here that we want to consider.
Yeah, so making sure we do focus on their achievement of, or in a sense of moving to the next level, you know, getting to the to learning to something new, instead of focusing specifically on the change in the behavior. Thank you for that, Scott. Okay, so what would be the second one then that you were mentioning?
Well, when we are, let's talk about another idea here about. Mm-hmm. This concept of affirming children. Part of what we're doing when we affirm children is we're giving them a sense of perspective of here's where we are, here's where you're going, you're making progress. So that's going to contribute to internal motivation. Sometimes we do that though when we're getting ready to start something new, or we're saying, hey, you're doing well in a number of things, so we're going to add this next thing to it. That's a way of affirming a child and telling them we're going to make some changes. But also we can do this in a way that anticipates the next move. In other words, you might say to a young child, congratulations, you were able to go to bed last night and not get out of bed. We've been working on that together, and congratulations, you were successful in that. And I think the next thing we're going to see in you, now that you're developing that good step in your life, is we're going to see you being able to stay in bed all night mm-hmm. without coming into our room. So we're anticipating the next thing mm-hmm. with a child. And that helps them to kind of see again how this is transferable. So that becomes another element of what we're talking about. Let me add another element that I think is helpful. And the words that we can use, I think, that are most affirming for children are words like, well done, or good job, or congratulations, because those appeal to the child's heart, that they're actually being successful at something. I think there's this internal benefit that comes to children from the conscience that God has provided them, the sense of accomplishment. And we're just training the conscience by helping a child see that. The child who says, oh, okay, I'm doing good, so can you give me something for that, has a misunderstanding about life. What they're saying is, I want an external reward for doing something I'm supposed to do, or something extra I've done. And what we're going to do is we're going to say to that child, no, I'm not going to give you something extra, because the real benefit of doing the right thing is this internal benefit you have of doing a good job. And that's what you want in your life. So we're helping children grasp that idea. And this brings a much more powerful way to bring about change in a child.
Yeah. How powerful is that indeed? Because it's giving them hope. It's giving them, I think, perspective as well. And also helps them envision themselves in a future state with further skills. And I also have done that with even my five-year-old, and I can see I can see in his eyes how his eyes are sparkling every time when I envision with him how happy he is to think about something in the future that he can do. So that's really exciting indeed. Dr. Scott, how can we, if we think about approximately, you know, to make sure that we are affirming that, what are some don't do's or some things we should maybe avoid? I know you mentioned already some of that things regarding the behavior side of affirmation, but are there any other things that we should be mindful of or aware of?
Yeah, I think one, our affirmation needs to be genuine. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that it's something that makes sense to the child, because if we're just putting flowery words on it, the child is just going to write it off. Some children write off affirmation anyway. But what we're trying to do is step in, and we want to make sure it's a genuine affirmation. Secondly, we want to, when someone else praises your child, don't keep that a secret. Come alongside and say, you know, your teacher, when I was at the teacher conference, she said one of the things that wasn't related to your report card, but just said that you're a real positive person in the classroom. That makes an important statement about your character. And I just want to, I wanted to pass it on to you. That we call that secondhand praise. It's really good. I also think you don't want to keep it a secret from others. So you can say to grandma and grandpa, hey, I just wanted you to know that your granddaughter did really well at getting her work done, so that she could have this time together with us. She worked hard. So again, for me, character, not just performance, but character. And then sharing that, because that secondhand praise is really helpful for kids as well. So those are some things we want to make sure that we do. I also think we want to be careful and not compare one child to another to say, hey, better than so-and-so, or I wish you'd do better. Pretty soon you're going to be like your brother or something. We don't want to do that. So every child's unique. Let's be careful about making our affirmation somewhat a comparison of someone else. I think that would be helpful as well.
Yeah, perfect. Dr. Scott, thank you so much for these useful thoughts. I realize we are coming towards the end of our episode, and I wanted to thank you to everyone who's listening. Please go to our archive of episodes. Make sure you learn more by listening to what we recorded in the past. We cover a lot of topics, and feel free to contact us if you have any questions or if you need help with your children. We are more than happy to help you. You can find Dr. Scott at biblicalparenting.org. You can find me at parentingishardwork.org, and we will be delighted to have you. Dr. Scott, any final thoughts?
Only that our children are hungry for feedback, and sometimes we give them a lot of negative feedback, criticism. We have to correct them. So healthy doses of affirmation can add a lot to the relational component of our getting things done and the other things we do. So I'd encourage parents, hang in there, identify, look for good things that your child's doing, share those with your kids, and they'll be much blessed by the feedback that you give them that'll encourage them. So until next time, continue to work hard with your kids and focus in on the heart.